we are now holding in Simin Tov Lamed Dalid Sif Beis. The next three Seifim, we will be discussing the different halachas regarding the Bittul Chametz. Now, we have already learned that even though Bittul is done, and the Chametz is ownerless, now the Gemara tells us that the Midaraisa Bittul Ba'alma Sagi, that is all that is required. It is nevertheless still necessary to go ahead and be boidik your house and dispose of any chametz that you might have in your house. And we explained the reason for that in previous simonim. But now that we know that the halacha is that you have to go ahead and do a bedika and a beer, even if you're doing a bittul, so the question now is, so really why do you have to do the bittul? If you've already disposed of all the chametz in your house, why is the bittul necessary? So the Gemara asks the question, the Gemara explains that we're afraid shemi yimtza gluska yofe. In other words, you might on Pesach find underneath your couch a pretzel which you forgot about. Now that in itself is actually not a problem because you already did your best in searching for all your chametz. So missing one piece of chametz is in most maybe considered to be just an oinus, something you will not be held responsible for. So that's not the problem. So what's the problem? The concern is that once you do find the chametz, you might delay in disposing of the chametz. That would be considered an aveira of Bal Yirah. That's owning chametz on Pesach. So let's take a look at the Mechaber. It says, Achar habedika miyad belaylo yivatlenu, which means you are now going to declare the chametz ownerless. The Lashon is as follows. Yoimer kol chamira. Chamira means any chametz or any yeast or any other chametz producing agent. The isa b'shusi, which is in my domain. Udoloi chazisa, which I have not seen. Udoloi b'arati, which I have not disposed of. In other words, any chametz which you are aware of, or which you did find during your bdika, you most probably is being saved for the next day, either for breakfast or to be used in the sreifas chametz, which you would like to be able to do on real chametz that you actually own. So therefore, we are not mevatel that chametz. And we say, levato v'lahavik afer da'ara. It should be ownerless, and just like the dust on the ground. The Rama says, v'yoymer habitol b'loshon shameivim. In other words, the bittul is considered a valid act of hefker. It's true, it's not said in front of any witnesses, but nevertheless, the owner of the chametz should at least be fully aware of what he is doing when making the bittul. If he is not aware of what he is doing, the words are completely meaningless. And therefore, the Rama paskins that if you do not understand the words of the bittul in Lashon HaKodesh, it should be said in whatever language you are comfortable with. V'toiv lachzul uvatol pamecheres b'yoyim yedalet soif shochamishis koydem shetegiyah shochamishis. And since the bittul in the night before, as we mentioned, does not include any chametz which is left over for the next day's meal, so the bittul should be repeated the following morning, while the chametz is at least still in your possession. In other words, it means that the bittul must be done within the first 5 hours of the day. Once the 5 hours of the day pass, the chametz now becomes asur b'hana. We have now entered into the sixth hour. Once it is asur b'hana, the bittul cannot be done. The Rama adds, "Ve'ein levatul b'yoyim ela achar shesoraf hachometz kidei lekayim mitzvahs sreifa b'chometz shaloi." Now the bittul really should be done after the sreifas chometz. Why? Because we want to allow you to do the mitzvah of sreifa properly, which means doing the mitzvah on chometz that you actually own. That's sreifas chometz. Okay, now in Sif Gimel, now as we mentioned before, since now, the next day, when we're doing the bittul in the morning, we would like to include in the bittul any possible chametz which was left, which was not necessarily included in the bittul the previous night. We therefore make a slight change in the words of the bittul. We say as follows, the chazisa, udolei chazisa. Here we say, the chametz with the chazisa, even the chametz that I do know, that I did see, udolei chazisa, to be out, udolei ba'arti, and the chametz that I did do the biron, that I didn't do the biron, any chametz whatsoever should be included in this bittul. In Sif Dalet, the Mechaber says, shlucha yochol levatol, a shliach can be appointed to do a bittul. Now, the Bach actually disagrees. The Bach argues that how can there possibly be shlichus on a legal act of hefker? Could you appoint your friend to go ahead and be mafker your property for you? Therefore, the Bach disagrees, and there is no concept of shlichus when it comes to bittul or hefker. The Mishnah Berurah, however, explains. He explains the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, and that is that the hefker, the bittul that we're doing on chametz, is quite different. And the reason is as follows: because when you are actually transgressing the iser bal yirah, which means you're owning chametz on Pesach, the truth is the chametz is not really legally yours. Why? Because the chametz is completely forbidden to use. It's called isuri hano. And isuri hano are normally not something which halachically you can possibly own. It's something which you have no use or benefit for whatsoever. It's not something within your control which you own. So how are you over by your raw if you have to own it to be own the chametz to be over the isur by your raw on Pesach? The answer is the Torah puts the chametz into your possession, and therefore you are over the by your raw. So in order to release yourself from this artificial ownership of the chametz, so all the Torah requires is a simple declaration that you do not want to own the chametz. That's the hefker that we are discussing in Pesach. That type of bittul can be done through a shliach. So how's it done? The shliach first has to be verbally appointed. He should then say that chametzo shel ployni yeh batel, that his chametz should be batel, and he should say that the chametz should be batel, as opposed to saying that just that the chametz in the house should be batel. He wants to include any chametz possible, any chametz that he possibly might own anywhere. And of course, in the day he would also say the inclusive nusach of the yoda udelo yoda. And he would say what he knows about, or what he doesn't know about. The Mechaber continues, Im ein ish bebeisoy, yevatol b'mokom shehu. If somebody is not home, and he did not appoint a shliach, or even if he did appoint a shliach, since, as we mentioned before, there are those who hold that shlichas cannot be used for bittul, so therefore, this person, wherever he is, he should be doing bittul on his chametz. V'im eino yisakei. Now, what does it mean if he didn't do it? It means he has a record for not doing it. In the past, in this situation, he has not done it. So therefore, toiv shetavato ishtar. Now, his wife doesn't know. His wife, therefore, is assuming that he did not do the bittul. So she should act as his shliach, even though she was not appointed. Here we have a special svara that ishtay kegufay, and it is as though she was actually given authorization by her husband. Since she is lemaisa acting only as a shliach, the way that she should say the bittul is kol chamira deike b'shus baili. I'm being mevatel any chametz which is in the possession of my husband. Now this again, it could be said in whatever language she is comfortable with. And being that she's doing it without a minui, she was not actually appointed. So it is a weaker type of a shlichus, and it is preferable than in this case that she actually do the bittul herself. She should not appoint somebody else to do the bittul. That's a regular woman. An almana is a regular owner of chametz, and she can do her own bittul, of course, and she can also appoint a shliach to do bittul. The Mishnah Berurah also mentions here that in a case where you have a trustee of orphans, so he would be obligated to see that the bittul and bedikah are done. But on the other hand, if it's not done, he cannot really be held responsible. It's not something which is considered a pshia to hold him responsible for. Now, in a case of an orphan who does not have a trustee, there's no apotropos, and therefore there's no one takes care of his bittul chametz. So normally chametz, bittul has not been done to, and is left around on Pesach, the halacha is that midrabanan it is also bahana. It is also bahana. There's a knas of chametz shavu on Pesach, and it cannot be used. However, here the Mishnah Berurah questions as to whether the knas would apply, because who really can be held responsible for this bal yirah?